Hello everyone and welcome to the Generic Live Show. This is the Generic Live Show for the 27th of August 2014. I am Dale Campbell and this is the show where we deliver your weekly dose of genericness from around Australia and the world. I don't know why I said world like that. It just happened. World. Fabulous world. This is episode number 8. It's the third week, fourth week. I'm losing track of the numbers already. We're only up to 8. So, it's all relative. Who cares about numbers when you have head lines. I can't find my button. There's my button right there. Crunchy deadlines is deadlines. Crunchy deadlines. You know, I do try my best to be as generic as I can on this show. But I can tell you something that is also generic. It's official. After plenty of rumors of both Google and Amazon buying massively popular video game stream service Twitch, Amazon has fallen to peer pressure and made it official. Amazon is buying Twitch for $970 million in cash, although figures of up to $1 billion have been released, though it is yet to go through government approval. Amazon's Jeff Bezos is pretty excited about the deal and apparently about video gaming. Also, coming to Twitch is the new service where people stay up late at night reading audiobooks in the comfort of their own home. Yeah, got that going for you. In other news, passages on domestic Virgin and Australia flights, yes, Australian Central News, along with domestic and international Qantas flights, can use their iPads, Kindles, and other personal electronic devices on a gate-to-gate basis as of Tuesday, the 26th of August. That was, guess what? Yesterday. In plain language, that means you were able to keep your kit switched on and used from the moment you step onto your Qantas or Virgin Australia flight through to when you get to leave the plane. Virgin Australia will adopt the new rules from the first flights on Tuesday morning, while Qantas will follow suit as of 3 p.m. So they kind of introduced, Qantas kind of introduced it later. Let's see. The exceptions to the new rules are mobile phones and other devices with a transmitting capacity, which will remain in flight mode, and laptops, due to their weight being greater than 1 kilogram, doesn't count as a personal device. And, of course, as the Australian Flight Authority would like to remind us, that you do actually have to pay attention during the pre-takeoff safety briefing. Just a disclaimer that was sent to me to say that, of course. Welcome to the world of the extremely low-cost smartphone. Speaking of personal devices that you cannot use from gate to gate on Qantas and Virgin Australia flights so far, at least if that's the case if you live in India, for low-end smartphones, not the gate to gate. Mozilla feature phone price, a phone priced smartphone, phone went on phone sale on its phone website. Snapdeal.com, India's largest e-marketplace, the company announced on Monday. The Firefox OS-powered Cloud FX sells for 2,490 rupees, but is currently available at a 20% discount at 1,999 rupees. And that's around 33 US dollars, approximately. This was as of Monday. The Cloud FX is one quarter of the cost of the first phone in Google's low-cost Android One phone program. Mozilla wants Cloud FX, built by Indian smartphone maker Intex Technologies, to be an affordable alternative to quote-unquote dumb feature phones that will help people in developing countries gain full internet access. By running Firefox OS, Mozilla's mobile operating system that runs on web-based apps, Mozilla is hoping that Firefox will thrive in a mobile world that is yet to warm up to the mobile version of the web browser. Interesting. Also in the news, Call of Duty Battlefield Medal of Honor. Many of the best-selling video games in history are all about putting the players in the mindset of wars that could be happening right outside their windows. But the politics and consequences surrounding these international armed conflicts often get sidetracked amongst the set pieces and the explosion. One video game sets to shift the focus and see how war really affects people's lives. The Sun Also Rises, being made by the indie studio Horse Volume. Hang on, I have to play a clip. This requires me to play a clip. Hang on. Hold on to your butts. Yep, here we go. Every time I mention a horse, this clip has to be played. Oh, crunchy roll time for my horse noise. That could be a title. You never know. I don't even know where I was up to. Who's members of Savannah College of Art and Design wants to take an official track on the global war on terror that has influenced domestic and international policies for more than a decade. While video games has been set in some of the same hotspots where actual battles are being fought, The Sun Also Rises developer August Early thinks that they've gotten some critical things wrong. Quote, "The majority of popular war games are intended to be for entertainment purposes. The inevitably people's perceptions are disordered, naturally," he said over email. "The fosterer's ignorance when Karaski, Pakistan is decepted as an Arabic-speaking country. It's kind of terrifying when these games suggest the use of military force for domestic policing. The war on terror isn't even anything like playing field where two teams face off to each other in an arena." So, basically we're getting the real war is coming to your living rooms by real men on horses. I could not find real men on horses because, you know, that's got that going for me. As long as it has this, I'm all good.
Big men on horses.
Whoa. Okay. Finally in the news, Illinois in America. I'm sorry. Illinois was hit by heavy rain and experienced some flash flooding. What's this got to do with the price of glue in China, you might ask? WGN's news team took to the scene using the trusty good old helicopter to fly over the people's now flooded estates and display the extent of the damage. Obviously, people's properties being damaged by floodwaters is a serious matter. That is no joking matter. However, when the WGN copter flew over a certain guy's backyard, the news team couldn't help but get distracted and laugh by the obscurity of what some people get up to in flash flooding. One of the examples was a big green creature that could easily be mistaken for the Incredible Hulk. I really do want to see a comic where the Hulk saves people from flash flooding. Has that ever happened in the history of ever? And if it has, please, please, mother of gosh, let me know via email. Dale@chefwondermedia.com. If someone emails me the Hulk crossover with flash flooding, or Hulk saving people from flash flooding, you will get all of the internet love from me. There's your look at the headlines. Hey, we have told you this before, and we're still going to drill it into you because that's what a sponsor spot is for, right? Right. If you want a message here, by the way, feel free to drop me a message if you want something different put into the halfway intermission time thing here, where I talk randomly without a script. Mostly. Mostly. Tweaked Audio is sponsoring this show with their 7 styles and 7 colours. Durability is their priority. Hey, that's a good slogan for them. I just made that up. Yay. Lifetime warranty. Make you look stylish in the best way possible. TweakedAudio.com and use the coupon code GEEK, that's GEEK, at checkout for 33% off your order. 33% off. At tweakedaudio.com. And for an American company to offer free shipping worldwide, that's a big deal. So go to tweakedaudio.com at checkout. But if you want to support us on a regular basis, a monthly basis, if you will, head on, we are affiliated with the Geek.io network, and they have a Patreon at patreon.com/geek.io. And if you like this show, and you'll probably like all of the other shows on the network that kind of have this style, the show is very generic in that way. Well, and so give a little, give a lot, give until it hurts, or don't. patreon.com/geek.io. Well, we have an interesting topic again this week. Thank you everyone for your feedback on last week's discussion point about the Facebook Messenger app. That got a lot of feedback, and I really do appreciate the feedback, so please do keep it coming. Though this week's topic is about how much of a struggle Netflix is apparently going to have when they attempt to enter the Australian market. I would like to say for the record that I got this inspiration from Chris Pash of Gizmodo. And I literally had a geekgasm when I saw this, because this is my jam. I literally am studying this at the moment, so yeah, this is kind of in my wheelhouse right now. And they mention in the Chris mentions in the article that there's difficulty to be had when entering the Australian market, simply because it's not as common here, I guess, for people to use internet streaming services. I mean, we've got internet streaming services here in Australia where you can kind of stream videos and the works. And I mean, Quickflix is kind of the major competitor in this market space. They basically at the moment control. They are basically the Netflix of Australia. However, upon doing research about this afternoon, I've put a lot of effort into this. I could dedicate a whole half an hour show to this, but I will try and keep my argument simple. Quickflix offers only 60,000 titles. Now, I don't know about you, but that seems really low to me. Really, really low. But it's you gotta factor in copyright and that sort of thing as well. I do not use I use Netflix, full disclaimer. And QuickFlix, apart from the bias, of course, using Netflix. For $9.95 on QuickFlix, for $9.95 you can stream all viewing that you want up to onto five internet connected devices. However, if you want to only their prices then kind of break down into different categories. They kind of break down into the let's offer different packages. So you can stream the latest movies for $9.95 each, or if you want the latest TV shows only from those 60,000 titles, then you'll have to pay $2.99, or you can purchase a season pass. Now, a lot of you are thinking to yourself, what the heck? I'm thinking that too. So don't worry, you're not the only one. So that's our main offering right now. A study done by Pocketbook in looking at their consumer spending kind of identifies. I'll read that verbatim, and it's because it's referenced in the article. Netflix is rumored to launch in 2015, posting a significant threat to the local competition, including. Haven't got to this argument, but. Cable companies are a big threat in this space. Even prior to its official launch, Australians are subscribing to the service in hordes. The share of Netflix users has grown from 10% to 28% of the total pie of media rental and subscription services. Netflix customers also stay longer, with 82% retention rate after 60 days, in comparison to, wait for it, 34% of Foxtel and only 39% for Quick Flicks. 39% retention rate. That is appalling. For a company. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, what does that matter? Well, think of it this way. Australians currently have to use a VPN service. Hopefully ProXPN, use Geek 20 at checkout for 20% off your order, starting with the low price of $6.99 a month. But that aside, I digress. That aside, a number of studies have shown that Australians would pay. Well, sorry, Australians would jump over to Australian Netflix to make it kind of legitimize it, to kind of make it seem like a legal option. That's its kind of approach, and that is the Netflix approach. So I just think that if Netflix was to launch in Australia, they would have to. Okay, so moving off QuickFlix for a second, I would like to say for the record that their second biggest hurdle. So competition with QuickFlix, not really a big deal. However, QuickFlix does have a kind of monopoly in this market already. Kind of where it has the whole pie, and QuickFlix is kind of worried that Netflix will eat their pie. So they've got that to worry about, which I don't see that as too much of a concern. However, Fairfax Media has teamed up with Wynn Television. For American listeners, I'll set some context, but that's our free view over one of the free TV channels we have here. So they've teamed up with Fairfax Media to potentially deliver an online service of their own to kind of tap into that market. With that in mind, cable companies, is there a kind of other worry? Cable companies don't want Netflix. They don't. Think about it. An all you can eat buffet. Think of an a la carte. Think of it, all the restaurants in your local area, right, are a la carte restaurants. What happens when an all-you-can-eat buffet opens up? Suddenly the a la carte were going, whoa, we don't want this. We have control over, people have to pay. But they can get all-you-can-eat now? Whoa, what is this? Maybe it'll drive competition with the cable companies. I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell because Telstra has 50% share in them now. Hence why you see Foxtel all over Telstra products now. Like my T-Box, which is downstairs, kind of prompts Foxtel channels. That's a different topic for a different day. So we'll talk about that another time. They don't want Alec or you can eat services to come in. They don't. Why would they want that? Another thing too is the licensing. I will stop there. No, it's not really that. It's different distributors. We've talked about, kind of touched on this with the copyright stuff, where different countries have different licenses and different permits to do things in different countries. And we can kind of see that with the US Netflix, the Canadian Netflix, and the UK Netflix all strive in their own countries with the offerings that they have. That they strive somehow. So they kind of, the licensing issue can be a bit annoying to work around, yes. However, you can kind of, a bit annoying, but you can work your way around that. That is an issue. However, you can kind of work your way around that. 10 also is actively to see a is potentially going to become a local partner with Netflix. So, yay, you're going to get Under the Dome on Australian Netflix, which we all can't wait for that, can we? Yes, we actually can wait for that. I still have somewhere here, not here on my desk, but somewhere here, the first season of Under the Dome. And I am never going to remind myself of that show ever again. So, we're going to move on. But no, please let me know if you've got any feedback on that topic. I'm looking forward to Netflix opening up here. It's going to be interesting. However, Netflix has to be aware that there are big streaming struggles down under, and they have to kind of work their way around them to kind of enter into our market. But no, I just want to really thank Chris Pash for writing that article and kind of sparking this conversation. And the article will be in the show notes for this episode as well. So have fun. Who will then contribute to? Oh, the comments. I'm going to get out of those and get out of here. Where you can find us. I'll say the regular spiel, and then I have two announcements. We are affiliated with the Geeko Podcast Network, like I mentioned before, geek-io.com/GLS. No, we're not affiliated with Pooh. Yeah, well, chefwonder.squarespace.com/GLS, gplus.to/genericliveshow for the Google Plus page, youtube.com/genericliveshow, where all the video archives are, and patreon.com/geekio to support us on a monthly basis. Also, which leads into my other announcement, we now have a Facebook page. I don't know what I'm going to be doing with that yet, but we'll see where that leads us. It's at facebook.com/genericliveshow. That is correct, I believe. Yes, it is. Facebook.com/genericliveshow. Yay. I remember things. And second announcement, we have our first guest on the show next week. What? You might be thinking to yourself, yes, I have to pull up next week's doc. Chris Lohman, President of the Department of Gaming, Magic, and Anime at the James Cook University, will be joining us on our way through, joining me on my way through. Why do I keep using several pronouns? But yes, he'll be joining me on the show next week to help deliver the genericness. And we've got a pretty cool topic lined up for next week, so do stay tuned for that. Same place, same bat channel. And if you want to be a guest on the show too, please just let me know. It's not a big deal. Come on. I don't know how I was going for that. Hey, that pretty much wraps it up in a bow. This has been fun. I look forward to Wednesdays now. This is nice, and I just appreciate more and more live listeners, more and more feedback, and it's just so heartwarming to know that people there is a demand for me to enter the generic live show market. No one does it as generically as I do. All right, everyone, thank you for joining me, and we will see you all next week. Bye for now. play music. Listening to a proud member of the Chef Wonder Podcast Network. To find out more about this and other shows, visit chefwonder.squarespace.com. Hope you like 2014.
To a part of the Geek.io podcast network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.